The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass. Hey, watch it. Okay.
You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 3 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Alrighty, this is the Jethel Silverwing Show. Tuesday, February 26th,
2008.
And before we get started here, I just, let's see, we just had a ding here in the guild just before we went on the air. Swifthawk is now a level 12 warden, so congratulations to Swifthawk. And there's your ding. Of course, I'm here with Elquin Jenna.
Hail and greetings.
All right, we had to take last week off. Came down with that flu that was going around. Of course, Elquin had it the week before. That was nasty. That was a nasty strain of the flu, I tell you. Actually, I was told by one of my customers at work that they were actually saying that what's going around right now isn't influenza, but something similar. It's just a little worse.
It's crap.
But it's not technically influenza.
Whatever it is, it's crap.
Whatever it was, it put us both down in ways we did not want to be down. We didn't get down in boogie. Technically, I think I gave it to her. I had the cough first.
No, I think I brought it home from work because everybody at work was dropping like flies.
I see how you are.
Yeah, I know. I tried not to get it, but they had me go in and answer phones. And if you ever entered a room or a building and there's sick people in there and you could just feel it kind of climbing up on your skin and invading your body, well,
not quite that bad. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Of course, anyway. Delmon and Xanadi EQ Tuesday had a great show there in... what's the name of the tavern? Spiders?
Itsy Bitsy's? Spiders?
Itsy Bitsy Spiders in South Kinos. South Kinos is the last house right before you get to the Kinos Harbor. What's the name of the...
Hang on. I'm scrolling back. Okay. The name on the door is Brosha, B-R-O-S-H-A. And you'll find some good folks from... Vagabond Nights in there.
Yes. It's a great bar. I love the way he's got it set up.
You missed it.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, some people have to work.
No, this troll came in and wanted Redeep's leg. And, I couldn't help it. I grabbed my swords and was ready to help defend, you know. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, he's a troll therapist. He came in to give Redeep a massage.
A troll therapist?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he wasn't going to eat him. He just wanted to massage his leg. So I was like,
I don't know which is more disturbing. The fact that it could have been a troll asking to eat his leg, or that the troll wanted to massage his leg.
Well, no, Sky. I mean, he
no, I'm sorry. Just something about either one of those prospects.
Yeah.
Is no.
Oh, and I can't help but react badly when I see a troll.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as far as our role-playing goes, you know, they wanted to know who he was, and I said who he was, and then in OOC I was asked, well, how am I supposed to know who he is? Because, you know, you're not supposed to see the name over the person's head if you're really role-playing, you know.
Mm.
So I said, well, I read it off his name tag. It says, hello, my name is...
Now, I have to agree with Delmon.
I covered it pretty quick.
I have to agree with Delmon. It's, massage is another word for tenderizing. And he's right. Believe it or not, Delmon got something right. I know.
No!
I'm as shocked and appalled as you are.
I still got my bottle of favorite wine that I brought with me.
Well, if anyone wants to come up and see the new digs here in the attic of Jethel's house,
guild area.
Yes, yeah, the new guild area. I have brought a little bit of Kithagor's forest here to EverQuest 2.
Kithagor's forest springing up.
Yes, springing up in my house. So, you know, those of you in the bar, if you want to come up and take a look, you just actually exit the bar and then exit back in, visiting Jethel, and up on the top floor is the Legion of Kithagor Guild Hall. Of course, anyone who's not in the bar, you know, it's in South Kinos. Last door right before you get to the Kinos Harbor gate. And come on up. We're upstairs. We're checking it out. I put a lot of time, and Krima put a lot of work into making these trees for me.
Krima T. Orium for all your funeral needs and coffin making and stuff.
Yes. Alt of Elkvagina. One of the things we wanted to talk about was the epic crafting that's going on. And, and of course, Krima has her her master. What is it? It's a master's certificate, something like that?
She gets a master's certificate. She gets a cloak and a title.
Ooh, and a title.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what was involved? I mean, compared to a normal recipe, how does this differ?
And she gets, I forgot, she also gets the Earring of the Solstice.
And Earring of the Solstice. Of course, that was an item in EverQuest 1 as well.
Well, yeah, getting her epic wasn't that hard. I think the hardest part was... getting her faction up with what's that one out there in the Fens?
Gundaya.
The Bath. It's the Iskars. Bath is Eyes. Watch.
Faction.
Yeah, well, they've got it right.
Bathazid. The Bathazid watch.
Okay, because a crafter, any crafter can do the. There's some crafting quests that allow you to be at least, you know, non-kill with those in the plains and in the Fens. And one of them is through the watch, and. It gets you up enough so that you can go and do crafting. You have to have a negative 20,000 faction
negative?
In order to start negative. Huh? Well, you're already in the negatives, okay? You're figuring that you start out, you know, 40 negative, and you, through the quests and stuff, you get your faction up a little bit. So you don't have to be completely, what's the word? Indifferent to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, at least get the faction under negative 20,000.
Okay.
And then you can start the quest.
Well, that would be apprehensive. Yeah.
Something like that. And through that, you end up going, you know, to Rivervale. And just general running around. There was really nothing I ran into that... I had any problem with. I had to do go into an instance of Nariak Castle, and I had to go into an instance of the Hive. I think it's called the Hive. No, it's called the Bixby Drafting Tower.
Okay.
And she's only level 25 in venturing. And these things were nasty in there, but you get items that you can use to help you get through. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it's nothing to do with fighting at all. Just sneaking and stuff. So after that, then you finally get the master recipe. Because in old EverQuest, there was different pieces that the crafters had to get to put together, and you turned it in to get the Earring of the Solstice. And they've basically repeated that here, except the items are all no-dropped, or no-trade, so you have to use the commission system to get them made. And each one of the crafting segments get a specific item to make. Krima is a carpenter, and she makes the Misty Thicket picnic baskets. And you're a woodworker, so you'd be making the Blessed Fishing Pole. And if I ever get Elquin up in tailoring, she would be making the Ceremonial Solstice Robe. Mm-hmm. So, basically, the hardest part, I think, of this was getting all the rares. You need, like, a fig root. You need 2 severed cedars. You need 3 ebony clusters, 2 rubies, 1 rhododendron cluster,
mm-hmm.
1 infused loam, about 18 simulating materials and 18 smoldering materials, and then, of course, all the fuels. And then, of course, you need to find another master crafter who can make that piece for you. And I found out something extremely interesting and extremely useful. And
what's that?
The crafting community found this out while they were doing crafting raids. Mm-hmm. They were getting in raid groups. If you're in a group with, let's say you were in a group with me, mm-hmm. and I was going to make you the rope.
So we're saying that I'm in a group with you.
Yes.
Okay. Certain death.
Certain death.
Certain death. All right.
Besides certain death.
Besides a certain death.
Besides the certain death.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to make you the robe, and let's say we're over in the Fade Arc at Kellithon. I'm up in Kellithon, and you just zoned in. More than likely, from that zone in, I will be able to initiate the commission system with you. You don't have to be right next to me. The range on the commission system is quite large. There's a limit to it, but I'm not sure what it is, but it impressed me that the distance of that. So that's pretty cool.
Very cool.
So
of course, that would be good if the person that you're trying to share the item with this commission system is, like, shall we say, not friendly with the city.
Right, like Krima doing one for you. You'd just have to step in a Nariak, and right. She could do it. So, you know, we have the celestial solvent, the smithy hammer, the misty thicket picnic basket, the protection of the cabbage, the demi-sec champagne, ruby-encrusted stein. Does this bring any memories back, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like...
ceremonial solstice robe.
Yep. Sounds like the protection of the cabbage quest back in EQ1.
Yes, it's exactly like that. Mistletoe, cutting sickle, the mm-hmm. blessed fishing rod. Am I forgetting any? No. And then from... once you get one of each of all these items, you go back to the quest giver who's in Rivervale, and you get the Earring of the Solstice. You get the title of Master, or a prefix title, mm-hmm. Master Blank, whatever your crafting is. You get a scroll for your house. And then you go back to the original guy in the fens, and you get a epic cloak for your class.
Hey, you know, I think I just found a... a bit off topic here, but I think I just found a top that matches my new pants.
Really?
Yeah. The,
you're way up here and you're browsing the...
No. The pristine tailored dexterous curb boily vest that Dole has on actually looks pretty good with my pants.
Well, I made that for him. Do you want one?
Yeah, make me one.
Okay.
I've got these nice shiny black pants now, and I'm having a hell of a time finding a tunic to match.
Yeah, that's easy. I can already have your measurements. It'll be easy.
And for my fans here and the Legion of Kithacor thing here, especially little Skyheart here, I will stand up and show off my pants. I think they show off my butt rather well.
Curboiled.
Curboiled.
Let me see your butt.
The butt.
That is. I like that. That does really kind of insinuate the cheeks there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Now, could you bend over?
Hey. No tweaking the man's butt.
No, I just wanted a better look. That's all.
Oh, I see.
I see how
you are.
Yeah, the crafting community is pretty much sticking together, trying to help each other out.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, if you join... you right-click your menu, your message box, and bring up chat options. And if you scroll up or down, you will see something called Good Crafting. That's a good place to check. Good Traders is a good one. And, of course, the level 80 channel, if you can get to it. Just ask around in there, and more than likely you will find other crafters who will be willing to do it. And if anybody's on the AB server and needs the basket, just get in touch with me. Be more than happy to do it.
Excellent. Is Harza, for your question, the house is in South Kinos. South Kinos, the last house right before you get to the Kinos Harbor. And just visit Jethel. And we're up on top. We're up in the attic. We're having fun. I even got a hot tub.
I like the way you got it nestled in the trees.
Yeah, you can barely see it until you actually turn the corner. And of course, Sweeney Toad is here. Sweeney Toad. The Mad Frog Look. Attend the tale of Sweeney Toad. Alright. And I gotta find out what the heck is making that damn zombie get up. Is it the bat? Is it the bat I have hanging in here? Because I'll freaking destroy it.
No, and don't destroy it. It's the tombstone, I believe.
I want the tombstone, but I'm getting sick and tired of that damn zombie.
Well, you know, I thought it was the crow, but you destroyed all the crows.
Right, I got rid of all the crows.
Well, I seem to think it might be the tombstone.
Yeah.
Yeah, just put it in the bank or something for a while. It's either that or the place is haunted, hun.
Well, it would make sense. You know, I kind of wish you could actually... I wish there was a pet zombie we can have roam around the top.
Well, there is some pets that are sort of zombie-ish.
Because they would just fit, you know.
I have a little undead thingy from the sands.
Mm. Well, would he actually get up and yell, you know, join me in death, weak fleshling? Remember that from Kithacor's Forest?
Yes.
The zombies would follow you around and say, join me in death, weak fleshling. It was fun. I like it.
Somebody's saying in chat it's the tombstone, but I always thought it was the crow.
Damn it. I didn't.
What's wrong?
Oh, no, I didn't. I don't want to have to get rid of the tombstone.
Well, you know, there is another tombstone we can get you. It doesn't look like that one. It's more elaborate.
What is it?
It's a faction one.
A what?
It's one of the faction ones. I think it's from the priests. If you want, I'll go get you one. I've got high enough, I think, with them.
I'll tell you what, if you can link it to me so I can see what it looks like.
No, I have to go get one. It's okay. I'll go get one.
All right.
Well, give me something to do.
Okay, you go do that. Not like, you know, we have a broadcast to do or anything, but that's all right. Ah! There's a Sarnak in my house! And he's got a flaming face. Why is his face on fire?
I don't know.
What the hell kind of an effect is that? My eyes glow red. That's okay, but this guy's entire head is on fire. What good is that? This dude's freaking head is on fire. Oh my god. Someone's just ripping off Ghost Rider now. Any word on when Johnny Depp Sweeney Todd is going to be available?
In DVD?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know they just got through at the Oscars, and no, Johnny Depp didn't win. But they did get best direction.
Well, you know, no offense to Tim Burton, but Johnny Depp didn't win. Well, it's a friggin' Tim Burton movie. Has a Tim Burton movie ever won an Oscar? Not that I know of. I could be wrong. But, you know, don't get me wrong, I like Tim Burton's movie. I like the whole dark goth thing. I like it. But it just doesn't seem like the kind of material that's going to win Oscars. What wins Oscars? Stuff that sucks up to people.
Yeah, like old Country for Old Men or something like that. Mm. Some movie that I will never watch.
Exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like some of the Oscar winners throughout the courses of time and stuff like that, but no Country for Old Men. Well, no audience for old men either, because I ain't going. I am so funny. You know what I saw recently? Yesterday, actually. I saw a side-by-side comparison of, what is her name? Who's the girl that plays Queen Amidala?
Oh, I don't know her name, but I know who you're saying.
God, I can't think of it. Someone's going to say it in the chat channel any second now, I can tell. But, God, I can't think of it. Natalie Portman. Thank you. Natalie Portman in some movie that she did recently. Where she's drawing a bow and she's in leather armor. Well, they did a side-by-side comparison of the U.S. release of that poster and the European release of that poster, and they actually augmented her breasts for the U.S. release poster.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They made it actually look like she wasn't a 2x4.
Is that not surprising?
It's not surprising, actually. I just found it interesting. I've done that a few times. I can't think of movie titles at the present moment, but I know I've seen a few comparisons like that. I have to agree with Arminius on the Guck server. It's completely false advertising. You know, it's kind of like, you know, what we were saying in the chat here last week. The episode of... the issue of Play Elf, The Breasts of Tamoris Deep. Sarnaks don't have breasts. It just doesn't work. It was complete false advertising. I understand they got really poor sales on that one, too.
Is that not surprising?
It's not, actually. Number one, why would you buy an issue of Play Elf to see Sarnaks?
How come there's no play elf for females? I mean, you know, the Men of Fate arc or something, you know?
I don't know. Maybe you ought to found one. On this week's cover, Venog of the Legion of Kithagor. Or maybe the Froglugs. Maybe Sweeney wants to be in Play Frog. Who knows? We're only 23 minutes into the show, and you know we're already way off track.
I have something that will get your blood boiling.
Hey, there we go. Yurkio of the Kithacore server says it should be called Frogmen Abound. Okay, so what are you talking about? What?
Well, you're not going to like it. Have you ever read up on the in the Ranger area on the board?
Not really. You mean on the official EQ2 forum?
Yes.
No, I rarely go into the...
Well, apparently the thing is we've got a problem with our arrows keeping up with the boats. If you use a gray arrow with your bow, it's not going to give you as much damage. Well, the new epic bow is a level 80 bow.
Arrows are going to work with it.
Right, and there's specs on it. And the legendary bows that you can get from the current tier 7 out damage the epic bow at this point.
Thanks, Sony.
And here's another thing that's going to just fry your eggs.
Go ahead.
Our epic bow had a... no distance on it.
Yeah, I know they fixed that.
0 to 50, well, they've moved it to like 5 meters.
Right. So you would actually need the point-blank shot in order to get a point-blank shot. I knew about that one. TrueFlight told me when he was looking up the epic stuff, hey, it doesn't have a distance. You can do point-blank shots without actually having the AA skill. And I'm like, they're going to fix that.
Point-blank shot is only one skill. It's, you use it and you're done. You don't have any other things to go with it.
Right.
Now, supposedly, we have a sweet spot that where we could shoot our bows and use our melee. And when we're in that sweet zone, I think we get like 20% extra to our damage because, we can use both. But staying in that little area is extremely hard.
Right.
So, having that bow with no distance, minimum distance requirement would have been perfect for us. But it's no longer there.
Yep.
So I'm not sure what they're going to do about the bows.
Right, I'm going to give a shout out to Disha from the Vagabond Knights who just wandered on into the guild house. Go on, take a look around. What in the world does she have in her back? It looks like a giant soup spoon. I think it is. It's a freaking soup spoon. What is this? Respect. What is that thing? It is. It's a sampling spoon. All right. I like it. And I'm going to bow the dish there. Hello there. Welcome to the guild house.
Well, I like
it. She's got a spoon. She's a mouse. It's almost as big as her. I like it.
Well, it wasn't at the priest. Maybe it was at the mage's tower.
Could be. Alright, you know what? We are going to take a little bit of a music break here. It's 7:30 on the West Coast here. And just so you all know, if you missed the announcement on OnlineGamingRadio.com or on the official EQ2 forums in the community events area, we will be opening up the chat channel. We will be opening up the Skype lines a little bit later in the show, so you can make comments about the show, about the subject, if you have anything to add or any questions for us here. My Skype address is jethel.silverwing, if you have Skype. Fair warning, if you come on and be like, you guys suck, you're getting hung up on, and I will edit your comment out of the podcast. So that's all I have to say about that.
I don't think anybody's going to do that.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I would hope not. I would hope not. But that's going to be a little bit later on in the show. We're going to go ahead and take a bit of a music break as soon as I get some music lined up. That does help.
It's either that or they'll just do it just to get you.
Yeah, I know.
Just to stir you up because you've said, no, anybody that does this now.
Now if they do it, I'm going to hang up on them. I'm not even going to comment on it. I'm just going to move on. So don't even try to get my ire up. It's just not going to work. So, hon, do you have any requests? Anything you want to hear?
I think your ranger's sexy.
Okay, let's look at that. Of course, help if I had this stuff listed in alphabetical order.
I will pay them for if they come on and say if Delmon sucks.
You are paying people to come on and say Delmon sucks.
Well, Delmon wanted to know in channel what happens if they do that. And, well, what am I supposed to say?
You realize I got to spend a weekend. You realize I got to spend a weekend with Delmon.
He knows I'm teasing him. Delmon, you know I'm teasing you. Oh, Delmon.
You're such a tease.
See how much? And what's the number he'll be calling?
Yeah, it's Skype, Jethel.Silverwing. That's going to be later on in the show. So we're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a music break, and we'll be back maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
So go take your smoky break or whatever you need to do. And
okay.
We're out.
Adventure in Everfrost snow. She strolled up to the campsite. Here we go. Had a stone wool compound bow and a quiver full of death, you see. Our group had some room, so she joined right in. She killed so many goblins, it should be a sin. She took me by the hand and brought me to the twilight sea. She thinks my ranger's sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead. She's by, I'm singing the song. I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Just try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy.
Oh, we hunted western wastes in the plain of storms. Tagged in big old froggies, well, they had no warning. Barren dunes, hanging gardens, will we really find them all? We got into a rut, it was tedious and boring. Looked for escape and it came to us one morning. As to nor as future we'll see, we'll be moving on. She thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead. She's mine, I'm singing the song. Sing with my parody band. Together we're forced to be reckoned with. Just try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. Well, she's on the west coast and I'm on the east, but they can't keep apart these two, nor at the end these. She thinks my range, she thinks my range is sexy. The way I kind of belong, she follows everywhere I lead. That's why I'm singing the song. Oh, I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Just try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy.
He's standing in the swamp with the scabbard down low. He couldn't get through. Only one way to go. Saw the eyes of the trolls, a dead end it seemed. Sawn in the air, and with a battle scream, he got the first one down. And on the very next day, he folds a custom claymore in the trade skill store. He didn't know how to swing it, but he knew for sure that thought claymore felt good in his hand. And it didn't take long to kill a man with just one claymore swung way down. He ran up to the thicket, only one way to go. And so he started fighting. He ain't never gonna stop. Yeah, keeps on fighting. And he's gonna make it to Gunk Top and be a frog rock hero.
Gunk rage in his eyes.
Be a frog rock hero. Without a name, under heavy assault, he saw slinking in the shadows, and he warned them to halt. But like a flash in the air, and he would not die, that one claymore made a troll's head fly. Now we need to keep fighting. He's never gonna stop. Yeah, keeps on fighting.
Song on because Venok has dinged.
5 o'clock, a Saturday morning. Haven't slept a wink this eve. I'm getting close to level. Let me ding. My girlfriend fell asleep on auto follow and got stuck in a tree. Her tune's dead, can't rest now. Let me ding. Ding. Just a peep, getting tired, gotta sleep. My girlfriend's gonna kill me, let me ding. The dregs and bitter blooms of the fear I turn the table. come at me. The bugs and snakes, they bite me, let me ding. When the sun, it rises over, the dogs are laid out to the sea. I cry out words of anger, let me ding.
Venok dinged 75 Ranger, so another ding there. Let's see. Forlorn ding to a 67 Woodworker, so congratulations there. And the Guild Arcane Masters ding to what level, hon?
68.
Level 68, congratulations there. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and start this song over here. All right, back to the music.
Oh, man.
I'm so bored.
This night's boring.
Oh, get in with
that. What are you going to do tonight, Jeff?
Yeah, let's see what's on the raid channel.
Yeah, and I told
anyone looking for a raid? Anyone doing anything tonight?
Yeah,
come down to the play the field.
What?
Yeah, come on, let's go.
I haven't been there in ages.
Yeah, not since EverQuest 1.
Get on that right now.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tension is rising. We're buffed and ready to go. According to our leader,
what's he saying?
Fear's a place to go.
Alright!
So tonight after we pack,
leave the safety of our homes.
The loot inside said we want to see.
Oh, what's that?
Hey, it's time to zone.
Let's do it!
What the hell?
It's raining blood! Oh my god!
In the plane. We're gonna get our heads bashed in.
It's raining blood. Oh my god.
In the plane of fear.
there's eyes in the trees, they're looking at you. What the hell are we doing?
Ray Leader's getting his head unscrewed.
Yeah, we looked at it from every angle. And it's pretty grim.
Oh, my!
Better get your repairs in order. Because we're gonna die. It's raining blood!
In the plane of fear.
Oh, this isn't safe at all.
Oh!
better than a fork in the eye.
It's time for Ask a Drunken Dwarf right here on EQ Tuesday.
And down here in the mailbag, I am Cheesy Nibblebuns, and I'll be reading your questions to the Drunken Dwarf. Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind, stinking drunk.
Then let's get to the first letter. Dear Drunken Dwarf,
I am a lonely
gnome who has developed a huge crush on a dwarf who works nearby.
Dwarves and gnomes.
I am always tinkering toys and gifts, yet I'm not sure they know my name.
Mm-hmm.
My feelings have left me with two great problems.
Two problems.
Number one. What can I do to gain their affection and love?
Mm-hmm.
And second, once I've captured their heart, how can I tell if they're male or female? Thanks for the advice. Hot and bothered and steam fond.
Well, as to your first question, it's pretty simple. Find out what they like. If they're a blacksmith, you know, get them a hammer or an anvil. Nice chunks of ore.
Cold ore, too.
As to your second question, if you proclaim your feelings to this person and they don't shove that coal right up your ass, then it might be female. Are we really going through the whole female and male dwarf differences again? If she's got a nice big pad of it's a female! For crying out loud!
Dwarf, Jesus, I'm so upset!
Bring my ale!
Oh, by the way, Dwarf, here you go!
Thank you very much! Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf!
Yes.
I have a beer tap with +4 beer in it. I have a mug with 5-gallon capacity and a mug with 3-gallon capacity. If you can only fill one mug to capacity, emptying a mug by drinking all of it or transferring +4 beer from one to the other without spilling, how do I end up with 4 gallons of beer in a 5-gallon mug? My promotion within my guild depends on your answer!
Really? Well, you're screwed there, buddy!
That's for
sure. What the hell is this? Who wants to be a platinum heir?
I am not Regis Philbin!
How do you come up with crap like this?
Sounds like they're hitting the jum-jum sauce a little early there.
Yeah, you can say that again. Hey, Jesus, we got room for one. Yeah, let's do it. Next question!
Finished cleaning up the place and don't know where to put a few things. First off is a copy of Play Elf, The Girls of Long Shadow Alley.
The Girls of what now?
And secondly, a copy of Fat Loot for Dummies.
Who sent?
Signed, your housekeeper. What's Play Elf?
We're not going to talk about that now. That's all the time we have for Ask a Drunken Dwarf, right here on EQ Tuesday. Ha-ha! I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibble Buns, reminding you that if you don't...
Oh, yes, Ask a Drunken Dwarf. New episodes of Ask a Drunken Dwarf are exclusive to EQ Tuesday with Xanadi and the Immortal... Boy, my voice is doing so much better now. Okay. All right, but remember, folks, I did cut off Dwarf and Cheese a little early there. Remember, if you don't email your questions to the Drunken Dwarf, that's drunkendwarf@kithacore.org, or you can also send them to Xanadi or Delmon through EQTuesday.com. If you don't send your questions, these two are out of a freaking job. That's pretty much what it comes down to.
Can they rent their rooms out now?
No. We're not going to rent their rooms. Actually, they still have a job with me. But, if you don't send the questions, then Delmon is not going to pay them, and Dwarf's going to be begging me for ale money. I mean, after that time where the Arisai, ganked him and beat him up and stole his ale money, he's been short, Well,
I thought he was short to begin
with. I was just about to say that myself.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? We have a new segment on the show. We're going to try to get a little newsworthy here. We're going to try to bring information to the masses, not just, you know, mindless mayhem and stuff like that. So we're going to kick it off to the Narathian Studios, NTV, and yeah, I know, that's pretty bad. Oh, before we do that, Swift Hawk gained an adventure point and is now a level 13 warden. Congratulations. There's your ding. What?
Oh, Zan.
What is Zan? Oh, Zan dinged something. What does she ding? Alchemist.
Alchemist. 68 Alchemist?
68, I want to say, something like that. That was just before we went on the air, actually. So, Xanadi, level 60-something Alchemist. Congratulations. Let me hit the trade skill ding there. That is so...
Wait a minute. We gave her 5 extra levels. 63.
Oh, 63. I'm sorry. Sorry, I can't take that back. So, we'll do...
And Dinger?
I tell you what, let's just give her a class crash. There we go. Okay, so we're going to kick it off to NTV, the Narathian Television Studios, for Narathian News.
The Jethel Silverwing Show, in association with Online Gaming Radio, now bring you the Narathian News. And now, Cheez-It Nibble Buns!
Hello, everyone! This is Cheez-It Nibble Buns with the Narathian News! Reports are running rampant around Antarctica of a possible griffin strike. Griffins, the big feathery lion bird thingies that take us from place to place, are complaining of long hours and excessively heavy loads from people returning home from raids with fat loot and stuff. And of course the ogres aren't helping any either. The griffin trainers are trying their best to calm the situation by feeding the griffin chocolate, Jum Jum ale, and the occasional gnoll pup. Yeah, that's gotta help. We'll bring you more in this story as it develops. And now, the Drunken Dwarf with sports! Woo, Dwarf!
And now, Online Gaming Radio is proud to present Narathian Sports with Doofu, the Drunken Dwarf.
Yes, hello! Thank you, Cheez-It! This is the Drunken Dwarf with Narathian Sports! This week, the Kinos Beacon took on the Freeport Overlords in a battle where neither side had a clear-cut victory. As the guards of Queen Antonia scored goal left and right, time after time, the forces of Freeport beat up the marching band and took their lunch money. The game was called off after Rotongas from both sides made off with the scoreboard! Oh, what a time that was! In the world of professional trade skill crafting, the arcane masters of the Antonia Bale server made progress in leaps and bounds in the new world of epic level crafting! When asked to comment on the new epic recipes, Den Mother, a local celebrity in the crafting community, was quoted saying, "Who are you, and why are you in my house? Guards! Guards!" All subsequent information on this interview is only available by way of the Kinos Guard Harassment Unit. I'm the Drunken Dwarf, and this has been Narathian Sports. Back to you, Cheez-It Nibble Buns!
Thanks, Dwarf! This has been the Narathian News with Cheez-It Nibble Buns and the Drunken Dwarf. And now, back to the Jethel Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio!
Online Gaming Radio.
unleashing our zombie hordes against the cyborg armies of your medieval realm. But with, music and stuff.
A few moments ago, we opened the portal across space and time to send Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It Nibblebuns back to EverQuest 1 to bring you the far back weather report. So guys, tell me, how's the weather in Trachanon's lair?
Cheez-It's dead!
What happened? What happened?
You sent us here to do weather report in an indoor zone!
We turned around, and
Drakenon picked him up and ate him like a Tic Tac!
Oh, I'm so sorry!
Why did you do that? Don't even try to apologize!
Oh, Dwarf, come on, man. I'm getting my gear on right now! What are you doing?
And I'm getting that dragon! Oh, you're dead meat, dragon!
Dwarf, what are you doing?
Here's my sword! And my leggings!
Don't do it, Dwarf!
Down with the helmet!
Don't do it!
Here I come, dragon!
Hey, watch where you're stepping!
What the hell?! Jesus! Starlight!
He's okay!
How did you ever escape the dragon?!
Well, that's kind of a long story, but I'll just start by saying that I've been places in a dragon that no Ratong ever should.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, that's not good at all.
So, what's the weather like?
We're inside, dude. I'd have to say it's kind of dry out.
Right?
Yeah, dry. It smells like dragon poop.
Alrighty, it is now 8 p.m. on the West Coast, and you're listening to the Jeffel Silverwing Show. I think we are. Let me check.
You're listening to Jethel Silverwing right here on Online Gaming Radio.
Yep, this is Jethel Silverwing Show. What'd you say, hon?
I was just making sure you had something up there that said that.
Oh, yes. Here, I'll try again.
You're listening to Jethel Silverwing.
Yep, definitely. All right.
It's a good thing you have that.
You're listening to Jethel Silverwing.
Gee, I wonder where that voice keeps coming from.
I don't know. Did you check under the desk?
Jethel Silverwing, the official voice of Online Gaming Radio.
I do like that. Got some excitement coming up in March. I can't talk about that, can I?
Yes, you can.
Okay, they have announced it.
Podcast 29.
Podcast 29, they did talk about the Sony Online Entertainment Community Summit. The Community Summit. Where people in the gaming community who, I guess the way it's been described to me, it's people who basically make an impact in the community itself. Or that, basically speaking, people who the fans listen to are being invited to Sony Online Entertainment. We're going to be in mixers with the CEO. I can't wait to meet Smedley. We are guests of Sony Online Entertainment. We're going to be what's that?
You are. We don't say we. You.
Well, it's not just me. It's not just me, but yes, I will be going to this summit. And Elfman's been very nice enough to give me an early birthday present. My birthday's on the 10th, and I'm going to be there in the 6th. The 6th through the 9th. So, hey, you know what? I'm going to be home for my birthday, so that'll be cool.
You'll be flying again on your friggin' birthday.
No, I won't. The 9th is Sunday. And my plane flight is like at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay. So you'll be flying the day before your birthday.
Yes. So I will be home by noon on Sunday. Probably a lot earlier than that. But, I'm going to be attending the summit. Delmon will be attending the summit. So I'll actually get to meet Delmon. I'm sure he's going to have some kind of superhero outfit on with the, Speedos with a red D on the ass. Delmon Man. I'm actually thinking about making up my own little outfit. Getting like those those little fake glasses with a fake nose and fake mustache, getting a fedora with a press hat, with a press ticket in the band, and with a T-shirt that says "Not a Blizzard spy." What do you think?
No.
You don't think they'd like that?
No.
Not a spy for Blizzard, you know.
I don't think so.
You don't want me to get a T-shirt that says that, or?
No.
I am planning on making a Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It T-shirt to bring with me. I'm actually sent away for it. It should be here soon, probably by the end of this week. I have made a T-shirt for Smedley. For John Smedley, our
you don't want him. What happens if he gets the skips back to him?
Okay. I'll just say that I have a gift for Mr. Smedley, and I can't wait to give it to him. Of course, if more people think like me, he probably has like 6 or 7 of these damn things. But because it is funny. I find it humorous. Does he actually play the game? I wonder.
I thought he did.
I hope so. Not with me.
No.
He would never be caught dead with me.
Then again, if he was with the Legion of Kithagar, he'd be grouping with you, and he would be dead.
Yeah, I knew this was coming. I knew that was coming. I just had a feeling. Smell it on the air, you know? I just had a feeling.
I thought that was Eric.
No.
That wasn't Eric you were smelling? Today. Oh, okay. He showered. I gotta say, I've always thought this. I know the Ratongas were supposed to be mean and rat-like and stuff like that when they were first thought of by the development team for EQ2.
Too cute.
And stuff like that. But look at Disha sitting here on this little stool.
She's so cute.
She's freaking adorable.
Can we keep her?
If she wants... You know, I don't want to openly recruit... people
no, I didn't
away
mean
from
that way.
Away from Spindle. We can't
no.
we can't
I mean,
do that to
I
Spindle.
Mean. That's not what I mean.
Oh, wait a minute. Spindle has Tosta, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, we're taking Drisha.
I just thought we could set up a little rat nest for her in here and she'd come in and sleep anytime she wants.
Be a Ratonga nest.
A Ratonga nest.
Okay.
I wouldn't have a problem.
Cheese and crackers out for her?
She's so freaking cute. Look at her little white Ratonga with a big old spoon on her back.
Oh, I haven't seen her spoon.
Disha, I know you're listening. Can you...
Oh, yeah, that is so cool. I've seen that before.
Can you brandish your spoon for Elquin? I love that thing.
That is so cool.
She's a provisioner, so she's got to have her little spoon.
Mm-hmm. So there she goes. She's going to brandish the spoon for you there, Elquin. Dole just sent me a tell, saying that this could be a future wife for Cheez-It.
Hey,
no,
she could.
No. Cheez-It's just a little Ratonga. He's young and innocent.
We still fix him up on a date or something.
He wouldn't know what to do.
What? She'd just have him over for dinner and make him some cookies.
So to hear him... of course, I didn't watch the Oscars. What was it? Sunday night? The Oscars?
Yeah, I guess. I didn't watch it either. I just saw the results.
And from what I understand, I listen to NPR a lot. And apparently no one else watched it either. They said this was the lowest ratings ever for the Oscars. And I feel bad for Jon Stewart, who was hosting the Oscars. He's a great comedian. I love The Daily Show on Comedy Central. But, wow. The lowest ratings for the Oscars ever.
It's funny.
I like it. I'm going to wander around the guild area here. I mean, look at this. I spent a lot of time arranging these trees. Not a single one of these trees is in a straight line, by the way. I made sure they were all staggered. Yeah, I made sure that they were all staggered. And I tried to spread them out evenly. Well, not really evenly, but so that they're not really running into each other. And kind of make it somewhat realistic of a forest here in my attic. I like it. Of course, if anyone's paying attention to... Actually, you know, I really haven't written that much about Jethel's relationship to the forest at this point.
No.
Of course, anyone who's ever role-played with me, not read my lore, because I really don't have a whole lot of this in the lore, but anyone who's actually role-played with me for any length of time, people in the Claymore Coalition, the role-playing group here on the Antonia Bale server...
Which is made up of several different guilds.
Several different role-playing guilds here on the good side. The Coalition is on the good side. They actually had a problem with me at first. Because Jethel bills himself as the Demon of Kithacor's Forest. What does that mean? Is Jethel a satanic demon from beyond? Like, you know, no. We're not talking about any kind of Christian or Catholic view on... demology here. I'm talking more along the lines of what the Japanese would equate to the spirits or the demons of something. You know, they got a spirit they have a spirit for everything.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do, folks, is go rent the movie.
Mokinoi, or...
Well, yeah, you could do Princess Mononoke, which is very
Inuyasha?
Princess Mononoke, I more equate Jethel to Prince Ashitaka from Princess Mononoke, but, God, what is that? Not Inuyasha. Well, yeah, you can equate the belief system to Inuyasha. The popular anime series.
I like that one.
But, oh, God. Spirited Away. The movie Spirited Away is where I learned about, you know, basically the Japanese spiritual beliefs. They got a spirit for everything. They just have a spirit for everything. It was so funny. This girl is working in a bathhouse, and all of a sudden, the radish spirit comes in for a bath.
I want to see that.
You haven't seen Spirited Away?
No.
It won a foreign Oscar for best animated feature a few years back. I loved Spirited Away. It was great. Of course, I don't think I have it. Next time we go to Blockbuster, I know they have it there. We'll definitely get Spirited Away.
Okay. As I know, we've had a big issue about possessions in the guild and all this,
Venok has a demon inside of him, and I guess they're dealing with trying to appease it or exorcise it or something like that anyway. But that's not the same thing as Jethel. Jethel is not possessed by a demon. He is a demon. And by that... you can think of the definition that Jethel is the spirit of Kithacor's forest. So if Kithacor's forest is somewhere out there in the world of Norath, Jethel is, you can basically say he's the physical manifestation of the forest. Not a god or anything like that, but the physical manifestation of a lost forest. Did that even make sense to people? I don't know.
It does to me. I understand.
And one of the things I've actually role-played with Fennec and with Xanadai recently is when angered or in danger or something like that, Jethel can actually summon parts of the forest to him, is what I've started with. You know, I figured, why not? He's the spirit of Kithacor's forest. Why can't he use it or manifest it? Know what I mean?
Yes.
So, you know, we had a little role-play situation here within the guild where Venok was about to shoot another one of our guild members, and I was getting ready. I was ready to hit enter on this statement that a branch was going to come out of the wall and steal his arrow before it ever left the bow.
That would have worked, too.
Yeah, it would have worked, but things calm down. Things have calmed down. We have two of our guildmates, of course, that are not quite getting along. And for very good reasons, if you go to kithacore.org and go into our forums and read Xanadi's journal, I believe it's called Xanotopia or something like that. Let me see, I can bring it up real quick here. Yeah, let's see, kithacore.org, and then go to Guild Forums. You can tell how prepared we are here. The forum is called In Their Own Words. And this forum is set up for our guildmates who want to have their own roleplay journal going on. Of course, any members of the Legion of the Kithacore who are listening and would like their own journal set up, let me know, and I can set that up for you. But yeah, Xanotopia is Xanadi's journal. And, ooh, pardon me, that was stuck up.
It's like a role-playing blog.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, you could say it's a role-playing blog. You know, it's just a diary for their characters to write down their adventures in. You know, I think it was a great idea. Xanadi came up with the idea for this. I like it. You know, she's keeping a journal of personal roleplay, stuff that's not out there in the open. She might be doing personal roleplay with Venok or with me or with anyone, really. And then she can write her perspective on what happened into her journal. I like it. I think it's a good idea. Of course, Xanadi has one. Skyheart has a journal going. I set one up for Venok, but I see he hasn't made any entries in it yet. That's fine. I mean, you know, do what you want with it.
I might have you set me up one.
All right.
Because it's not quite like a blog. I don't like blogs. I mean, I could never write one myself because it feels like I'm... I don't know.
I tried. I set up WordPress.
Yeah.
As the front page for kithacore.org at one point. I was going to try to keep some kind of a journal, but it just, no. It's, I can't do something like that. I tried keeping a journal when I was a kid, and I couldn't. Oh, I'm sorry. Xanadi is correcting me. That was Venok's idea, to set up the personal journals like that. Sorry about that, Venok.
Well, a normal blog to me is like,
I think women... Well,
I don't think anybody would want to read what, you know, I have to say as far as what I did today, you know, it's more like writing a dear diary, but in that putting it out there for everybody to read, and I'm just not that public.
Yeah.
But if it's more like a role-playing, like, blog, I might be able to do that. That's different.
Can you imagine if I kept a daily log of what I do?
I took a shower. I had some breakfast. I drank some coffee. I drove to work. There was nuts on the road. Let me tell you about these nuts on the road.
Yeah. No. If Jethel kept a log, Monday, logged in for 15 minutes, got bored, watched TV. Tuesday.
You know what the funny thing is?
Tuesday, did the show, logged in for a few minutes, watched TV and went to bed.
Well, you know what's funny is I love reading other people's blogs.
But you don't do one yourself.
No.
You know what I just noticed?
I mean, our Sweeney Toad.
Yes.
Has a blog type thing going over on online gaming radio, mm-hmm. And it's wonderful to read. I just love it. I can't wait for another one.
Well, there you go, Sweeney. Make another one. By the way, has anyone up in the attic here actually noticed that I have Tenere's, you know, the scrying bowl?
Yes.
Crushing the head of a bear?
No. Do?
No one's noticed this? I did this on purpose.
Well, I saw the bear rug, and I saw that, well, I didn't realize it was on its head, I guess.
I did this on purpose.
Yeah, I can understand why.
I did that. I'm going in the hug up. But anyway, you know what I just noticed? We have two female Ratongas in the upstairs right now. I had no idea they had breasts.
They have sort of a little bump.
Well, yeah, but I never noticed until now, actually.
Are you staring at her chest? You're going to make yourself conscious.
When I do that, I would not stare at... I would not stare at Dish's chest. I would never do something like that. Her soft, furry little mounds. I would never do that.
Her sweetie is up here behind you.
Pud?
No.
Skirt?
Yes.
Skirt's female.
What?
Skirt's female.
Up.
She's wearing a dress right now.
Okay.
You know, I have to say... I have to say, that is a disturbing sight, to be perfectly honest. A Rotongo wearing that, that style dress. What's that?
She's cute in that.
I don't know. I don't have a problem with most of the outfits and stuff, but a Rotongo wearing that dress is just weird. Although I will say it's kind of funny when she's flirting with me right now. And when she bends over, her ass sticks out of the back of the dress. That's funny. And of course, we have Hud up here in his blinding armor. I think Hud spends most of his day polishing that armor. Holy crap!
He is really shiny.
Dole is walking around naked.
Don't tell me he was that. I don't want to know. I already passed off at the bar tonight.
Dole, why are you naked in my house in front of female Rotongas?
Showing off his tats?
Apparently. So he's showing off his tats and they're showing off their tots. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, jeez.
There was a mature warning at the beginning of this show, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Oh, you wanted to mention something about the upcoming roleplay events.
Yeah, they talked about a little bit about it. Quite a bit of different things about it on EQ Tuesday.
Do it!
But I did want to remind all the any of the guild leaders out there on AB. That would like to be a part of this. Clump and Spindle and I forgot who else is usually in charge of this is having a meeting this Saturday in Antonica at March 1st. It'll be at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, or noon Pacific at the Claymore Monument in Antonica, and what we're doing is we're getting together to start planning the new Festival of Unity for this year. So, guild leaders only, please.
Okay, I have access to the guild leaders chat channel, so let me type this stuff in here for those who may not be listening. Of course, Phylok's in there right now.
Phylok, he could do it.
Okay,
he's part of this Festival of Unity too.
Yeah, Phylok, I'm concentrating on my show. Can you please make that announcement in the AB leaders channel for me, please? I'd appreciate that. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, Dole is now in my hot tub, and it looks
that's probably why he was naked.
And it looks like the Griffin's puking on it. He's under the Griffin Falls, and...
That's the shower.
Why is he showering in my house?
Well, that's what the tub's for.
No, it isn't. That's my hot tub.
Everybody gets in it.
No, that is my hot tub. Okay. That's for relaxing after a nice long day of dying while I'm in your group. And Xanadai's group. Xan's getting good at that, too.
Fine, don't start. Yeah, don't blame it all on me. You haven't grouped with me in a while, so...
And, of course, you know, it's also a great place to seduce young Rotongo women. But
you have two of them up here.
No, no, no. Sorry, ladies. You're lovely. I'm sure you're fine. But, I'm not going furry.
You do when you don't shave. Okay.
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
I didn't say where either.
You know, it kind of hurts doing Dwarf and Cheez-It at the same time.
I know. Oh.
What?
The thingy I had you put up today. I was so frustrated because...
Oh, yeah. Elquin made a great table for the Rangers' skill progressions.
Well, the old one that's posted on the only, Rangers board
only
is,
goes to 65, yeah.
Yeah, well, 70, okay. But you can get the full list over on 10 Ton Hammer, which is great. But it just says level and spell, and you don't know what it replaces.
Right.
So I took the line out that was on the board, and I took the list from 10 Ton, and made the graph out so you can see.
Right, so now we have the Ranger Skill Progression table available at kithacore.org. Just click on EverQuest 2, and you'll see Ranger Skill Progression, and the table will come right up there, and you can see what skills you get at what level and what replaces what. And, of course, you'll notice down at the Ranger Pets area, we have Finn's Hunting Hog. And then the next one is mine! That's right. Jeth's Cuddly Companion was named after me.
But I've also got marked on there which ones are offered as a Master 2.
Right.
It's just really... I've just had to... the reason why I did this is because... what am I now? 78? And I'm getting up there, and I need to... I'm slowly going through my spells, and... getting them updated to Abbey 3s, but I needed to figure out what did I need, what do I need, what do I have, what do I need, what I don't have, what's going to be replaced by something else, or, so it was the reason why I did it. You know, there's one thing that really baffles me.
Only one thing?
Two, I guess. We don't get an update to Primal Agility, which was a 53. And I don't know if it scales. There's no update to Killing Instinct, which was a 67 spell. And what was the other one? It had me sort of scratching my head. And they had it at one point. And then they didn't do anything with it.
What's that?
Well, there's one of them that they were going to do something to. Which one was it? Focused Aim, which was a 64-level spell.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, there was one called Steady Bow.
It didn't
come through. It didn't happen. So there's like three different abilities that we have that we're not getting an increase in. And I have no idea if they will skill up from there. Let's see what my Focused Aim is. I took Focused Aim as a master. It's either that or I had it. No, it's a master one, so that means I got it in a book. And it's still white.
Okay.
No. Primal Agility. Yeah, no, but if I look at the Primal Agility,
mm-hmm.
It's gray.
Let me take a look here. Primal Agility.
I don't think we're the only ones.
Yeah, it's great to me, yeah.
I just know about us because I was going through. I don't know about any of the other classes, but I bet you, if we're like this, then, there's other classes like us in the same boat. So. Okay. I'm having a good luck getting them replaced, too.
What's that?
So I'm having fairly good luck getting them replaced, the spells.
Good.
They take rare loam.
Mm-hmm.
Doing pretty good with that.
Okay, what else is there to talk about? You know what? Let's go ahead and open up the Skype line. If you want to talk to Jethel and Elquin or give a shout-out to your guild, you have a comment about anything we're talking about here, the Skype ID is Jethel.Silverwing. And if you want to give a shout-out or whatever...
You may have to pay people to call you. Just kidding.
Oh, suck! Maybe Delmon will come on and say Delmon sucks.
No, he won't do that because I'm here.
No.
He's scared of me, hon. I don't know why. Maybe because I had him come over to AB and then get kicked around by a monk. I don't know.
Could be.
I did give him the star treatment, you know?
Did you make sure that his... that his trailer had plenty of, you know, peanut butter M&Ms and...
What trailer?
Lots of dwarf women!
No.
Nothing?
No.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and put some music on. If anyone, if anybody calls in, we'll get him in after the music break.
We'll put them on the air and we'll torture them. Oh, sorry, did I say that out loud?
We will verbally berate them and belittle their beliefs. Because it's what I do. If anyone has any requests, by the way, go ahead and let me know in the chat channel there. More than happy to fill the requests. Let's see here. Let's play...
This nope. What about that one?
No. You don't even know what the heck I'm looking at.
I know.
Okay, anyway, we're going to a music break. If you want to talk to Jethel and Elquin or just give a shout-out or something like that, the Skype ID is Jethel.Silverwing. Music! And we're back. After a couple of mishaps there of getting disconnected from the server. But like Dwarf and Cheese had just explained, folks, this is for mature homes. Is only, and with that in mind, I'd like to say the following statement. Testicles, that is all. I love Family Guy.
Just
I love
testicles.
Family. Testicles.
Okay. Also known as Rocky Mountain oysters. Yay!
Woo! Oh, boy.
Right. I just made you a shirt.
Yes, you did. Yeah, you made me that shirt to match my pants? Well, it doesn't quite match, but it's about the closest thing I've seen.
Where are you?
I'm downstairs in the studio. So everyone upstairs who would like to come down to the basement and actually take a look and see for yourself, the far back weather machine is down here in the basement. So what is there left to talk about?
Harvesting. Harvesting, harvesting, harvesting. That's all I've been doing. Well, Krima's been working on her faction, and she's very close to be able to make mannequins, thank goodness. Movable butt mannequins. Bendable parts.
Movable butt mannequins?
Yeah. No, I was kidding.
Are you going to be putting those mannequins in inappropriate positions?
If they could bend, you bet.
Oh,
which is probably why they shouldn't. But, yeah, she doesn't have that much more to go. And then after that, she's going to work on making that mirror. But that's like 40,000...
So what's up with that mirror?
I don't know. I really, really don't know. It's something to do with AAs. I mean, I guess I'll find out when I can make it, huh?
Mirror. Anybody out there know anything about that that mirror that she's talking about? Mirror. Supposed to do something
it's
with
AAs. It's the AA crafting mirror.
AA crafting mirror doing something. I still have to say, that is the most ass ugly sword I've ever seen in my life.
Saves your current achievement profile. And I'm not really sure what's
It's a respect mirror. So it stores an AA profile so you can switch back and forth. Oh, well, that's cool.
That guild has done nothing but epics lately.
Who's that?
The Belquin Alliance.
Ah.
Let's see.
Belquin.
It stores AA setups so you can switch, then go back and click it and swap between your current profile and what it saves.
Cool.
One profile on you and one on the mirror, free to switch back and forth. So, that's kind of cool. Let's say, you know, I'm set up as, I can have my AA path is down so I can have a pet. And let's say I really don't want to do that anymore. I can set up a different AA where my AA points are in different areas where they're stronger and something else instead of having
a pet. Or if you're a class that can do... DPS or tank. You can set up your achievements to reflect the role you're going to be playing.
Yeah, solo or raiding profiles. I like that. Yeah, that's a good reason for her to work her little fingers to the bone.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
But her working her fingers to the bone means I'm out harvesting like nuts.
You're harvesting nuts?
I'm harvesting nuts.
Who's nuts?
I'm not saying.
Are you harvesting Rotunga nuts?
No.
Leave their nuts alone! They need their nuts!
I was harvesting Delmon nuts, but just...
Oh, come on. Everyone knows Delmon doesn't have any balls. I did not say that. I apologize, D.P.
You're the one that's got to meet him in person and face him.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize deeply for...
I left you down... I led you down a stray path. Yay!
Oh, brother.
The mirrors are no trade, and you can't make mirrors for your own alts.
True, but I can find somebody else who can make a mirror, and...
Can you make the mirror and place it in the house? No, probably not. So if you want this mirror, you pretty much need to make it yourself. Kind of sucks, actually. Screwed again.
Well, yeah, I don't know. You could take the no-trade item and put it in the house, can't you? Well, that or...
Oh, the commission system. You can do it through the commission system.
Right. Right, so I can trade, you know... my ability to make one with somebody else.
I see.
Because I am not working El Quinjena up in crafting faction to 40K. I think she's only got she's way under.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, thanks.
Folks, I have
to... Oh, cool. Yep, she is. So she'll just trade,
I have to make a sad announcement, a tragic announcement.
What?
The 4-pound bucket of jelly beans!
No!
It's empty!
Oh, no!
So now
bucket
I will...
bucket of jelly beans?
I will now talk through the 4-pound bucket of jelly beans. Hello, everyone. This is the 4-pound bucket of jelly beans. And I'm dead. Yeah, that doesn't sound right. What would happen if I put the mic over the what would happen if I put the bucket over the mic? Let's see. Testing. What? No, this doesn't work at all.
He's stuck in the bucket of jelly beans.
Help!
Oh no! How are we gonna get you out of there?
Stuck in the jelly bean bucket.
Oh, you had to climb in there to find out what it was like. Oh, jeez.
All right, I'm out of the bucket.
Oh, you mean I have to put the Crisco away now?
Mm-hmm. Wait, I'm going to kick the bucket.
No!
There we go.
Oh, no, he's kicked the bucket now, too.
All right.
You can't be doing that.
No, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
What?
You just want me to come up there and give you CPR.
No, I don't want CPR. I want mouth to mouth.
Wasn't that part of it?
No.
Yes, it is. Other than that, Kunark, I'm up in the jungle, and I'm just... You hit the jungle, and there's like one person you can talk to, and they want you to go out and kill tigers for their pelts. So you do that enough until you get the people there to like you. And then you wander off, and you find all these other quests, and the next thing you know, you're doing more of these faction quests where one group wants you to go kill some people of the other group that you're trying to get faction with, and that group wants you to go kill some of these guys over here that you're trying to build faction with. So you feel like a two-timing son of a, you know, because you're saying, yeah, I'll go do that, and hired mercenary, that's what I feel like.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you reach over and slap Dole across the head?
Why, what'd he do now?
Well, we were talking about all the jelly beans being gone, and he sent me a tell saying, well, you ate them all, you fat pig.
Oh, Eric, come here.
Slap here. Him.
I did. Can we hit him again?
Hit him again. Hit him harder.
You done? Stop it. Don't get... No.
Now he's don't laughing. Even... Hit him again. Child abuse, live on online gaming radio.
See, now you made the dog bark.
Woo!
No. Shh! Stop it! God, I'm gonna have to put them both outside. Shh! You taught him to do that, I swear. What? Did we ever tell these guys about what he taught the dog to do? When he was younger, six, seven, was it seven or eight? Anyway, when the dog was really young, the kid would wrap himself up in a blanket like a wrapped up pig in a blanket, and he'd get down on the floor on his tummy and he'd inch across the floor. And the dog would think it would be playtime and bounce all over him and bite him and stuff. But the thing he didn't realize is that his butt sticks up in the air when he inches across. So the dog proceeded to zero in on that area. And I kept telling him, you're teaching the dog to bite you on the butt. So, what happens when we play with him now?
He goes right after the boy's ass.
Yep. Every time. Go to tickle the boy, the dog's in there biting him on the butt. And we're serious. The dog comes up, bites him. Doesn't break the skin, but he gets a hold of him.
Wait a minute, would that make the dog's name Harry Nibblebutt?
Yes.
Is he related to... he must be related to Cheez-It, then.
Must be.
Harry, knock it off.
I guess he agrees.
Apparently. All right, well, nobody...
Cock is in here.
What?
Cock is in here.
Who is... Oh, Todd. Hey, maybe he's brought me some more ale.
I skipped out on my bar tab. I need to pay him.
Oh.
He wants to know if you need a mirror.
Well, we were talking about the mirror.
Yeah, we were talking about the mirrors. Haven't been able to make one yet. Yeah, next time I'm in the bar, I gotta pay for the tab. I started a tab tonight.
Tonk is offering to make me one of those mirrors.
Well, what does it take to make a mirror? I have no idea. This will be interesting. A shard?
Wait a minute, he's trading something with me here.
Yeah, he's going to have you put it in the commission window, and when he's finished, you'll have the mirror.
Okay.
What's the shard, hon?
Reflective smoldering shard. Let me link that in the chat room. Where's that? I have no idea how to open up the commission window. I've never commissioned anything.
He will do that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He's probably going to be using a portable crafting table of one such or another.
Okay.
Oh, well, smoldering reflective shard from a T8 dungeon.
Oh, wow. He's doing this for me?
Good lord.
Okay, now I'm supposed to put the shard in the commission.
Are they that hard to find?
Not a clue. Okay, and he's now doing his thing. I've accepted the commission.
Yeah, he's using a jewel crafting table.
Oh, a jewel crafting, all right.
Yeah, but he's got a portable one. We don't see it.
Now, how do they get portable ones? I want a portable fletching kit.
The tinkered item.
Oh.
That's another thing I've got to do someday. Get my tinkering up.
Wow, looks like he's not having much trouble with this at all.
No.
Yay, I have a mirror.
Well, let's see. It's sticking up on the wall somewhere.
Okay, well, first I want to link the mirror. What's this now? Oh, now he's giving me a portable woodworking kit. Well, talk. Thank you very much. Oh, I see. They're charged. So,
yeah, there's only so many charges on them.
Okay, it'll last for 5 minutes. That's it?
Yep.
Well, I suppose that's enough to make, you know...
5 minutes is enough to pump out at least...
Some arrows and stuff.
Three or four items.
Yeah.
I mean, when I do rush orders, I can... It takes me only 2 minutes or so to pump out 8 items.
Okay, so here's that that mirror. Linking that in the OGR channel. And Talk seems to be listening, so thank you very much. I appreciate both items. And let's see, I got a blank wall over here. We'll put this on the wall. Close that. Place this. Oh, it looks pretty cool. There we go.
Oh, yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yep. Looks good. I like it. Thank you very much. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you someday. I mean, hell, if you're able to make this, I'm sure you're far beyond my skills, but, now, only the owner of the house can place it and use it, so no one else is going to be able to use this. All right. It gets a sparkle effect after a profile has been stored. All right, well, let's see about this. Save my profile.
Okay, only one per house per character.
Okay. And it says here that I have to now choose a name, so we'll just, what am I using for achievements? I am on a... Okay, this would be my hate decreasing profile.
Okay.
So I'll just say, decrease hate. And save. Yep.
Talk is from Vagabond Knights, by the way.
Yes, Talk from the Vagabond Knights. Spindle's the guild leader there, right?
Yes.
Spindle.
He was our first Rotonga in the band for I Want That Rock.
Yes. Of all the rock. I'm not going to sing that one live. My voice has just come back. And I'd really rather not destroy it so quickly.
And I got him some tea with slippery elm in it, some other good things that are soothing for the throat. He won't drink it.
It's disgusting!
He didn't drink it. We'll put some honey in it for you. It'd be good.
Oh, God, it was gross.
Oh.
And, of course, Win-Win suggested this stuff to us.
Yep.
And I mean, sure, I felt a little bit better after I had it. My God, it was gross.
You never got the honey, did you?
No, I keep...
No, okay. I will get you some honey, and we'll make you some tea. You just have to drink it, okay? It'll be good for you. I know, you don't like things that are good for you.
Stuff that's good for you, just not good for you.
All right, let's see here.
Oh, we went. Did we talk about going to see Spiderwick?
Oh, yeah, we went to the Spiderwick Chronicles last weekend.
I thought you were going to have Cheez-It do a thing on that one of these
times.
No,
I haven't had time.
But go ahead.
Yeah, we went to the Spiderwick Chronicles, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. Oh, I loved it. It was great. I think it gave a pretty accurate view on the Elvish lands, so to speak. It actually reminded me of a book I used to have. Actually, do I still have it? I have some of my old books up here. Let me take a look here.
What? Fairy book?
Yeah,
maybe it flew away. I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. I think I lost a box somehow.
Well, we can always get it again.
Yeah, I'm sure we can find it. Alright, well, it's not up there. That, I, like, lost, like, all of my sketchbooks.
Unfortunately, I can't get you any ones of those.
No, that's like 15 years of sketchworks that I can't find now. I don't know where they are.
They have to be around or somewhere.
It's either that or maybe I left them at home. I don't know. I asked my mother and she doesn't seem to know where they are.
Hmm.
Let's see, I'm thinking about singing something here. If anyone has a request for me to sing something live, let me know. I'm thinking about doing something here.
So are you ever going to use the Farback machine anymore?
Yeah, I just got to find... I got to find something, though. I mean, there's only so many zones you can do.
I know, but just the maintenance from the gnomes coming over and making sure it's working is like, you know.
Yeah, after the dwarf, you know, spilled his ale on at that time. All right, let's go ahead and play that. Let's see here. Where is it?
I don't know where you put these things.
There we go. Here it is. I'm going to go ahead and play that one. The time that drunken dwarf spilled his ale on the Farback weather machine, and they ended up somewhere
different.
Hey, well, that's better than the time he threw me in.
Oh, what the hell? Let's go ahead and do that one, too.
No!
Okay, we won't do that. Let's go ahead and play this. Take a short little break here. And now's the time in the show where we send the Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It Nibblebuns back in time to give you the far back weather report. So tell me, guys, watch it, Dwarf!
Oh, no! Oh, my hell!
My far back machine!
Oh, my head!
What the?
Dwarf, are you all right?
Cheez-It?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where the hell are we?
I don't know.
What is that? Green hairy guy in a trash can!
That's a vampire counting!
What?
Ah, look at the size of that bird!
I'm scared.
Jethel, I don't know where we are, but you gotta get us out of here!
I'm working on it! Your ale shorted out my system! I'll try again! Okay, here we go!
Well, we seem to be in somebody's house!
Yeah, this nice carpet!
Oh, this place is weird!
What's this over here?
It's a train track running around the back of the house.
Well, hello there, neighbor.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
We've been not breaking
and entering.
Don't call the guards.
We're lost.
We don't know
where we are.
Well, you're in the land of make-believe.
Oh. Make-believe?
Make-believe, huh?
That's right, neighbor.
Okay. Jethel, get us out of here.
I'm working on it, guys. I don't know what's going to happen here. Let's try it again.
I love you, you love me, we're a happy family.
Oh, that was about as much of that crap as I could take. How about you, Cheesy?
Oh, you can say that again, Dwarf.
Oh, that was horrible.
Hey, guys, we're really shorting out here. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you know what? I think we'll stay here.
You sure?
Yeah, we're sure.
I'll get the gnomes down here first thing in the morning.
You gotta find
something
to eat, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. In the meantime, just eat that dinosaur you guys just killed. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm sure no one's gonna care about a stupid dinosaur. Don't worry about it. I'll let you guys know as soon as we get the far back machine going and we'll pull you back.
Okay.
Just stay put. Stay put.
We'll be here.
And I'm back. And people are telling me not to sing, rest my vocal cords, and get them at 100%. Well, all right.
And drink your tea.
No!
Hey, tea. Not a big fan of tea.
Put honey in it. It'd be good. This stuff's good for your throat, trust me.
You know what I think would be good to add to the tea?
What?
Soda!
No. I could probably get some club soda and mix in the tea.
What's that?
So I could get some club soda and mix the tea with the club soda. That would give you bubblies.
Somehow I think that would make it more disgusting.
Oh.
So what else is there to talk about tonight, Elva? Anything you think of?
Honestly, I don't know. I've been building up my arrows. That's going to take a while.
What's that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said I'm building up my arrows. I've got my new ability, used arrows. So... Huh? Depth 3. No, it's not Long Island iced tea.
Yeah. By the way, if anyone has any access to karaoke or anything like that, I'm trying to find, and I'm having a really hard time trying to find this, One Night in Bangkok without any background vocals. I can't seem to find this. Somehow I blame Elquin, but...
What?
Yeah.
Why are you always trying to blame me?
Well, you're here. I'll tell you what, we can blame Dole.
Okay.
We'll blame Dole. By the way, slap him across the head again.
Oh. Happy?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so. I'm just taking a look through my karaoke files here and seeing if there's anything I can sing that'll be easy on the voice, still kill a few minutes of the show.
We could just take a knife to it.
To what? The show?
Yeah.
Want to take a knife to the show? What the hell?
No, well, you want to kill it.
No, kill a few minutes of the show.
Sure, we'll just take a few minutes out and slice its throats.
Mm-hmm. I hear a throat begging to be cut.
No? You're just no fun anymore.
I'm tired. I've been working all day.
Yeah? And your point is?
I don't have a point anymore.
You don't?
I used to have a point. I mean, then I started doing this show, and it's like, well, we don't have a point.
Do we need something to sharpen it with again?
I don't know. I'll do this one. I just gotta bring up the lyrics here. Audio video. Whoops.
The Sweeney Toad's gonna come get you unless you drink your tea.
Oh god. Tell the tale of the Sweeney Toad.
Nope.
No, it's herbal type tea. There's more than slippery almond, and I forgot what else is in it. And it's all made for soothing throat. Mm-hmm. It's not that bad. You want to have bad? You drink the diet tea. Now that's bad.
I can do without diet tea. Yes. All right. Well, I'm gonna sing "Spirit of the Wolf." Why? Because I can.
You think so?
What the hell? This is a pretty easy song to sing.
Okay, I'm shutting the mic off so I don't giggle.
All right. So here we go with... I'm going to turn off my background music first. There we go. And now we have live singing! My guild is raiding. I'm running behind. Roll call is finding a ranger assigned to do 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 do. They want their silvers, druid shamans alive. Running my feet, hope I make it in time. I'm blazing a trail, I'm on the run, coming to you. Go, feet, go, through sand, grass, or snow. I need Spirit of the Wolf. He's right on my tail, hope I don't get nailed. Aggroing mobs, I'm moving slow. Footsteps in time, perhaps it's a sign. I need Spirit of the Wolf. Forest, weaving through trees, got stabbing pain shooting through my knees. Your horse is great, your carpet is nice. I lost my savings to goblins with dice. I'm blazing a trail, I'm on the run, coming to you. Go, feet, go, through sand, grass, or snow. I need Spirit of the Wolf. He's right on my tail, hope I don't get nailed. Aggroing mobs, I'm moving slow. Footsteps in time, perhaps it's a sign. I need Spirit of the Wolf.
Of the wolf, spirit of the wolf, spirit of the wolf. Climbing up cliffs, my raid leader's miffed. I'm on the run, coming to you. Go, feet, go, through sand, grass, or snow. I need Spirit of the Wolf. It's right on my tail.
That's about it for my voice, folks. All right, yeah, that's about enough of that. Oh, I was doing good for a while there. I started cracking, so I think that's enough.
That's something I want to know about.
What's that?
Horses.
Horses.
They get the nightmare horse.
Yeah.
Like the one they've got linked in the channel. That looks an awful lot like the Mist Riders with the blue.
Yeah.
Well, how come they can have that and we can't have anything with red?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because?
Now, this stuff I got, you've got licorice root, slippery elm bark, marshmallow root, black cherry, wild cherry bark, bitter fennel fruit, cinnamon bark, and orange peel in it.
Where the hell do you harvest all of that?
Very carefully. So maybe I should make you up a cup tonight. We got some tea.
Oh, I suppose. Fine, be that way.
Okay. Make you a nice cup of tea with some honey. You'll like it.
Fine.
Make your throat feel good.
Fine. Be that way. See you on the game.
You know, I don't like that top of your outfit. Really?
Not liking that one?
No, it's stand up.
Not liking it with the pants?
Well, turn towards me. Maybe it's the shadows.
Yeah, let me leap out of here.
Now, where'd you go? Well, from over here, it looks okay. And it seemed like your pants weren't as black. But I guess it works.
Yeah, it matches pretty well, I suppose. Rowan says the pants have to go. I think Rowan just wants to see me without my pants, personally.
But we like the pants.
Oh, yes, I love the pants. That's why I got them.
You should see him from behind in these pants.
You're objectifying me.
You're the one that put them on. You're the one that says, oh, hun, have you seen my new pants? Make my butt look good. You did. What? Yeah, even the Rotong is checking out your ass now.
Well, of course.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have a tail, I know. What's these? Ooh.
Ooh? What ooh?
But I don't think we can wear those. They're plate, aren't they? Pristine, forged, ebony, vanguard, something else.
I don't know.
Where's the friggin' pants? Gauntlets. How come they never say leggings? They always say something else.
Yes, keep in mind I am a ranger.
Oh, that thing's got a skirt in the front.
Oh, I hate that.
I mean, it looks nice, but I don't like the skirt thingy in the front. Yep. We have a ding in the guild.
Let's see here. How do you pronounce that? Elidwan?
Don't ask me. I'm the one that slaughters all the names.
Yeah. Looks like Elidwan. Gain a trade skill level, is now a level 76 tailor. So congratulations, here's your ding. Alright, I'm going to try this one.
What are you going to try?
What am I going to try? I don't know anymore.
What are you doing?
Where is it? I had it here.
I hit it.
Damn you. Yeah, let's try this.
He's trying something. But what is he trying? I don't know. That is a nice outfit, I think.
Oh, hell, I was trying to do something here, but I can't seem to find the freaking lyrics.
Oh, a lot of people have asked.
What's that?
How is the Brell's Magic Keg for Ale movie coming along? It's done.
For the most part.
Well, the credits are almost done, and we've got a couple polishing things to do. I'm trying to hold off putting it out till Brawl Day, which is supposed to be around the 17th of March. So probably just the week before it, I'll put it out.
All right, so... Was that the first week of March, you said?
No. That would be second week in March, third? No.
Okay, so the weekend after I get back from the...
Yeah.
For the thing, all right.
Yeah. Still got to give sneak peeks.
All right. So let's try this again now that I found the lyrics.
Okay.
And Just for the hell of it, I'll have Drunken Dwarf do it.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone. Now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could come back home. Here's a platinum, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen or might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come round handing me none of your lies. Here's a cover, call someone who cares. That's right, baby, you're screwed up! Look at me! This is the face of a guy who doesn't care! Girl, I thought what we had could never turn bad. Your leaving caught me unaware. But the fact that you've run, girl, that can't be undone. So here's a cover, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen or might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come round here handing me none of your lies. Here's a cover, call someone who cares. Oh, here's a cover, call someone who cares. Yeah, that's right! Ha ha!
Okay, I'm done.
You sure?
I think so.
Okay. Ooh, what's that?
What's what?
Something else on the channel.
Oh.
Ooh.
Christine, yep. Forge, Ebron DeBout Greaves.
Yeah. There's no skirt in the front. Yep, that's good. But again, it's plate.
It's plate. I can't wear it.
I can't even put it in the you know, fashion slot.
And that's something I actually think, you know, part, you know, I know I always say this is for mature audiences, but part of my language, but something that's just bullshit is in the appearance slots, we can't put on something that we can't normally wear. I mean, why not? I know their reason is the PvP people will start fooling people by having a plate wearer using a robe or something like that. Come on. I say come on. That's what I say. I don't know. Skirt on the gut on Antonia Vale is linking this enchanted thicket woven stuff here, and yeah, it looks good, but honestly, it kind of makes you look like you're in the marching band.
That gee is really pretty, though.
Hmm. Oh, wait a minute, we have some ebon boots coming into play here. Chainmail coif. Well, that's head. I don't use anything on my head slot. Bracers. I don't think I need a cucumber.
Well, I don't know. Are you happy to see me, or is that a cucumber you got in your pocket?
Yeah, wouldn't you like to know? Ha-ha! It's a keg of ale!
In your pocket?
Sure, why not?
I don't know. Is Love Nut still dropping? Do we still have,
No, I think the Illiteracy Day stuff is over.
Wow.
The NPCs are gone from the dock area, so I'm...
Oh, well, then it's over.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's all over there.
Did you like all your things I made you?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, she put lovey-dovey stuff in my living area upstairs. Yeah.
Ooh, Ted Bear.
It's not a man's place now. This place belongs to a man.
In Mantown?
In Mantown.
Hurt myself on that one.
See, you're gonna need this tea.
You and your tea.
Tea.
All right, I'm gonna sing again. So there.
No.
Here it goes. Greater Fate Art Girls. I really hope I put background vocals on this. Find out in a minute, I guess. Of course, if I had the lyrics up, that'd be good too.
Well, Kino's girls are cute, with flowers and ribbons all in their hair. And the Big Ben girls, ogres and trolls, knock me out if I go there. The gnome and halfling lady's just a little too short to do me right. And the Karen babes with their furry coats be coughing fur balls up all night. I wish they all could be Greater Fate Art. I wish they all could be Greater Fate Art. I wish they all could be Greater Fate Art.
Okay, get that tea ready. Okay, yeah, that's not happening. Now, if I sing like Drunken Dwarf, it doesn't hurt so much. Yeah, I guess I'll go ahead and try that tea.
Yep. Thank you, Zan.
Fine, I'll try the tea. God. But in the meantime, let's have Dwarf sing another song. He can do these things.
That's it. I'm boiling water.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots. Ruined your black tie affair. Was the last one to know. The last one to show. I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. I've got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Ha! I'll be okay! Yeah, I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the Oasis. Yeah, I've got friends in more places. Ha! I guess I was wrong. I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright. I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Whoa. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that Spectre Tower down in Seeking Sands that you're living in. I've got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the ale chases my XP dead away. And I'll be okay.
I'm not big on social crazes. Think I'll go hunting down in oasis. Oh, I've got friends in low places. Come on! I've got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the ale chases our blues away. Sing along at home, everyone. I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll go hunting down in oasis. So I've got ratongas in low places. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, let's see here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, huh?
I've got to perform, baby. I've got to. It's in my blood.
I know.
The blood I'm coughing up. Oh, God. No, no, I'm not coughing. I'm just kidding. You think if I was actually coughing up blood, you think I'd tell you about it?
Yes.
Let's see here.
So it looks like all my guests are gone from the house.
Well, Dolph's here. Everybody else are left.
Well, you freaking live here. That's not being a guest in the house.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait a minute, I gotta check out the bedroom.
You don't. Do you have a bed in the bedroom anymore? I thought you took it out.
No, I didn't. Alright, look, my sheets are messed up.
Oh.
Who was in my bed? Well, if you're whistling, I want to know who you were in the bed with. You were in there
just
messing around with Joscar, weren't you?
No, please.
Well, no. Xanadai and Venok are taking responsibility. Oh, wait a minute.
She did not tell me to make the bed afterwards.
They're implicating you now.
I know. I don't know why.
What in the world goes on in my house when I'm upstairs?
When you're not here?
Yeah.
Well, lots of things.
Hey. I'm going to soak in my hot tub now.
See how you are?
I'm soaking my hot tub with my armor on.
You're gonna get your armor all yucky. And my little cow's following me around. He's so cute.
Yeah, he's so cute. You kept him in the fire for a long time there.
I like Amber. What? I gotta go check your water.
All right. Well, looks like you guys are being persistent, and I'm actually gonna have some tea. I hate tea. I really hate tea. You know, one of the good things about having a sore throat, in my case, is it actually does loosen up my vocal cords a little bit. And this is the time that I, you know, if I have any songs where I have any bass notes that need to be done, this is when I do them. Alright, you know what, I think we're just going to play some music. We've got like 9 minutes left here. Any requests, shout them out in the channel. Send me a tell. Let's see here. In the meantime, I'm going to get some music going here. Let's see.
Back. And your tea is steeping. And we had a steeping.
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 You didn't like that word.
Meh.
What do you mean, steeping?
I'm indifferent to the word.
Well, it's true. It's what it's doing.
Okay, well, we're just going to play some show. Play some music. That's pretty much the show for tonight, folks. If you have any requests going on in that thing there? Ranger's crazy. Yeah, sure, why not? We'll do that. Let me see here. What is it?
I don't know.
You're supposed to know these things.
I am.
Well, duh. That's what you're here for. There we go. Really? I got it.
I thought I was just a sidekick to make snide comments.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, we're going to play some music. So hang around, listen to the music, and of course my infamous ending scene. And that's pretty much the show for this week, folks. This is Jethro Silverwing along with Elko Jenna Silverwing.
Bye, guys, and I'll make sure he drinks his tea.
Here we go.
Yum, 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 yum.